Now back to our speaker, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
Thank you, Mark. Today I am visiting with Professor Shelley Schwalm. She teaches courses about Christian life and ministry at Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome back to the program, Shelley.
Thanks for having me.
So last time we talked, you described the wilderness as a in-between time. Mm-hmm. These transitional periods are stressful, they're uncomfortable, but how do they contribute to our sense of who we are, our sense of identity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think about the people of Israel coming out of slavery. There are massive pieces of their identity that are being changed, right? Going from being enslaved
for 430 some years,
right, to no longer. Most of us are not going to have a change that's quite that extreme. Like, I work with college students, so how frequently we'll have college students come to college and they're out of their home and their family system for the first time just raises lots of new questions about who am I? And when those big changes happen, it can really make us question, who am I? Like, what's still true about me? What I thought I knew, is that still true?
Well, so much of how our identity is formed is based on what people say about us.
Sure.
And the children of Israel, they were simply, I think the Pharaoh just calls them peasants and slaves and lazy. Like, yeah. He speaks these things over them. Mm-hmm. And even though that was no longer true about them, they had a hard time shaking that old identity. So how do we see God reshaping their identity once they make it into the wilderness?
I think it's one of the more exciting parts of the story to me. God kind of creating this space in the in-between after they leave slavery in Egypt and before they get to the promised land, this intentionality of God saying, okay, let's talk about who you are. Let's reshape, rehumanize, really, where they've been dehumanized, being enslaved for so long. First of all, he says, I am your God who's brought you out of Egypt, defining them and their identity, their value by who he is and what he's done for them.
So we talked about how God is restructuring his people's identity. What does the Bible say about how God chooses to identify himself?
Something that's kind of captured me the last few years, the way that God describes, gives language to who he is by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we see this kind of repetition throughout the Old Testament. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this legacy and promise that he gives to Abraham and his descendants, God chooses to identify himself by his people. And especially with Jacob, you know, Jacob gets a name change to Israel. Jacob has, I mean, they all have their own issues, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But
Jacob especially,
right? Like, kind of a slippery, slimy guy in those days. And so the fact that God uses the name Jacob instead of Israel, I think, is just really profound.
Yeah.
Still, even when we are, the things we're less excited are true about us, yes. that we've done or left undone are less admirable characteristics. God's saying, I still chose you. Even then, Romans says, while we were enemies with God, right, is when Christ comes to us and befriends us through his death and resurrection. So.
He's the God who sticks with us. He sticks
with
his people.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.